This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined by Laura DeMattis of the Republican Women's Freedom Alliance. Hello, Laura, how are you?
Hello, Kate.
Nice to see you. So, Laura, you asked for this platform to talk about your group, the Republican Women's Freedom Alliance. What's going on?
Well, we are a Republican women's group that formed about a year ago. We're upcoming on our first anniversary. And we're affiliated with the National Federation of Republican Women out of D.C., and it's a nationwide organization that goes state to state, county to county, and it is an organization that is not directly part of the GOP, but it's a support organization for the GOP. So our main focus as the Republican Women is to educate and engage people in the political process and mainly just help support the Republican platform. And in each little community that has one of these groups, we all have our focus of what we want to promote and raise money for and all of our projects. So we're moving forward and we're, you know, gaining members. We're looking for more membership and obviously looking for more donations and things like that to accomplish the goals we've set forth.
Okay. Thank you. So the Republican Party is a very broad tent. And in Wyoming, it's a very predominant tent, the Republican Party. But within that, I think, you know, you'd have to be living under a rock to know that there is a great diversity of ideas. What are the things that your group, you know, believe in? What are your goals and objectives?
Well, as I said, we're totally in support of the Republican platform and the conservative values that are represented there. And one of our big things is to educate and get people engaged. And one of the things on our flyers, I'll just read it directly to you, is to serve as a center for political activity and political education and broaden political understanding. So what I've learned being involved in the political process in the past several years here in Johnson County is that it's a very convoluted, very complicated process, this government of ours. And once you get involved in it and you start looking at it, it's quite frustrating when you try to promote an idea and people really don't have an understanding of how it works and why it's so important to be active in groups like ours that support the GOP.
I think, you know, let's just look at that for a minute, because the Republican Party is extremely dominant in Wyoming.
True.
Right now, we have only in the House, the legislators sitting right now, and there are only 5 Democrats and 57 Republicans. So there is no way you could describe that as anything other than a conservative state.
On paper.
On paper. So I think that's really what I'm asking you is where do you fall on that spectrum within the Republican Party?
We're a very conservative group, and we support candidates that represent that.
Could you give me some tangible examples of those policies that you particularly support and endorse and think are important priorities?
Well, as far as the legislature this year in the state, well, there's a huge discussion on 3 or 4 of the big topics. One of them is the men and women's sports in schools, and that was addressed in several bills that were put forth. I think there's one still out there going through the process. The other one was property taxes, and there were numerous bills put forth for property taxes.
21.
I knew it was over 20. I wasn't sure of the number. And I think 1 or 2 of those have survived, so those policies are kicked down the road again. And the other one was election integrity in our elections and honesty and security and all those things we've talked about over the past 3 or 4 years with our elections. And a lot of those things and many of those bills, as we just said, never made it through the process to the floor. So our group as a conservative faction of the Republican Women supported most of those, and you know, that's where we're at with it. And we're very disappointed this year, as I'm sure many of the conservative Republicans are in the state, that so many aspects of these issues did not get addressed in this session in the legislature.
Okay, I think one of the characteristics of this session has been how many it appears on the face of it anyway, how many social issues were up for legislation as opposed to government or governing issues were up for legislation. Property tax, for example, would be in governance. Transgender athletes in sports is obviously a social issue. So there does seem to be a change in the dynamic there.
It's just the nature of the times, I think. It's our culture. We are, my humble opinion, we're going through a cultural revolution in the United States. And unfortunately, I think some of it is not supportive of the Constitution and in line with our constitutional rights. And I think there's an issue with that that creates great animosity even within the Republican Party. Because there's a lot of Republicans that are more left-leaning and progressive than the conservative, very conservative faction of the Republican Party. And I think that's creating a great division in the party itself, much less among the Republicans and the Democrats.
Sure. So just to bring it back to Johnson County, some of the kind of the terms and the names that I think people in our community have heard for, you know, to describe Republicans, there's the Patriots, for example. That was a term that was being used for a while, the Patriot group.
Right.
Where does that sit with this group?
Well, we're not affiliated with any other group, so I can't speak for them. All I can say is we're a standalone group, and as I mentioned earlier, we are chartered with the National Federation, so we have some restrictions in our bylaws with how we can interact with other groups or speak publicly or present ourselves in public. So we do abide and are glad to abide by the confines of the bylaws in regards to Republican policies and Republican platform.
Okay, and so looking a little broader than Johnson County, how do you relate to the Wyoming Freedom Caucus? There's a fairly large group of caucus members in the House, 26 members.
True.
Out of 31. Is that basically, do they mirror your politics? If somebody's trying to understand whether they're you're a good fit for them politically with their political opinions, is that...
You know, honestly, I couldn't answer that question. I don't have enough information about their platform and the minutiae of their beliefs and their goals to really answer that, honestly, in comparison to what we're trying to accomplish with the Republican Women Freedom Alliance here in Johnson County.
Okay. So, you obviously have the word women in your title. Is it for women only?
No, we accept men in our group.
Well, men is in women.
Part of the word. If they become members, they're associate members. They just don't have any voting rights within the group. But we have meetings every month.
Mm-hmm.
And since January, we have focused our meetings on just reporting on what's going on with the legislature. So we have several of the women who are members of our group who are also co-members of the Sheridan Women's Group who started the Legislative Action Committee that are a group of women that monitor the legislature and what goes on for the entire session. So, and it's very informative. These women work very hard and spend hours and hours doing the research and keeping up with the bills and who's voting for what and what's being done, amended, and all that stuff that goes on down in Cheyenne. And our January meeting, our February meeting, and our upcoming March meeting are going to be focused on just reporting on what's going on in Cheyenne. And the first two meetings in January and February we had over 20 people that attended our meetings, which is a good turnout in this little community that we live in.
In January and February.
In January and February. And there were several men in the audience as well. And our March meeting coming up on the 15th at the library is going to be focusing on a wrap-up of the happenings in Cheyenne and what happened with the bills and what were the predominant topics and kind of the machinations of what went on and what bills made it and what bills failed. And I am trying to get a confirmation on a guest speaker that was actually on the floor that could give us, eyewitness account of what happened. So it should be a really good informative meeting, as the last two have been in regards to what's going on in our state. So we're really hoping for a big turnout on March the 15th at the library at 5:30 for our group. And if you're interested at all, I would heartily recommend that you come and encourage you.
So do you have a specific agenda in mind for, not the March meeting necessarily, but do you have a specific agenda of issues that you are going to be focusing and working on?
Well, two of our things that we're really focusing on, well, more than two, but we're going to be doing some fundraisers when the weather gets better and people start getting out and more involved. And we're doing some membership drives. We have two major goals that we want to accomplish, though. We want to start a scholarship fund for some young woman in Johnson County that's looking for a vocational trade. And we're going to focus on that and be doing some fundraising and looking for donors and sponsors for that. We're also going to focus on between now
and... And what is the thinking behind that? Why did you pick a vocational trade?
There are quite a few scholarships around for colleges and that track for a career, and we just feel that the vocational aspect is something that needs a little oomph, even though we do have a great vocational program here with the New West School in Johns County. We're aware of that, but it was just something we wanted to do. And there was also, we're kind of following the track that the Republican Women in Sheridan County do with their scholarships. They sponsor some of the young ladies in the high school who want to pursue a political career. So they will sponsor them if they want to take a trip, internship or a trip or something to D.C. or pursue some workshop or some something like that. So we haven't really narrowed it down to be very specific. We're just now deciding that's what we're going to do. So we'll get a better idea as we go on, and we'll hone in on exactly what that means.
Okay.
But one of our big goals up until the 2024 election in the next couple of years is going to be a voter registration drive. And we decided to do this because of this, because to me this was shocking for such a Republican state. Of all the eligible voters in Wyoming, there's only a little over 40% that are actually registered to vote. And of those registered to vote, it's a smaller percentage that actually vote. So my focus is going to be on encouraging people to get registered and to get out and vote. Because
about basically political engagement.
Yes, well, that's what we are. Engage and educate and inspire and get them out there and empower people to have a voice. And so my mantra on this is that if you're unhappy with the way things are going in Wyoming and you think that we're a red, and but you think we're a red state, and we're a Republican state, we're red, I don't have to vote, I don't need to get involved. Well, if you will look at our legislative process this year, and you look at the voting record of your legislators that have an R by their name, they're not voting for the Republican issues. And the best way for you to have an effect on that is to get more people to vote, to get out and vote.
There is a larger group. One of the characteristics of the legislature this year, and the House in particular, is how many newbies there are. And
lots.
Typically, they are presenting as more conservative. So I'm not sure that that necessarily follows, does it?
I don't know. I just think if you look at one way to get involved is to vote. And I am not of the, and our group is not pushing people to vote Republican. You can't do that in the state of Wyoming. It's against the law. All we can do is provide people with the opportunity to fill out the application and mail it and vote. So it's more about, bottom line, it's more about using your privilege and the right to vote than it is coercing people to vote and take a look at, it's difficult to get people to actually delve into this process because it's, as we said, so convoluted and complicated and hard to understand how it all works. But if you are, if you want to have a voice, this is the easiest way to do it, and it's a privilege to vote. So do it.
Well, Laura DeMattis, thank you very much for talking to us about the Republican Women's Freedom Alliance. And you mentioned a meeting on March the 15th at 5:30, I think you said?
Yes.
At Johnson County Library, and a guest speaker soon to be announced. Do you have a, any other, do you have a website or something like that?
We do have a website. It's under construction right now, so it's very simple. It's basic information, but it's rwfawy.com. And we also have a Facebook page that's pretty active that we do our announcements for our meetings. So if you are interested in any future meetings or anything that we've got going on, check the Facebook page. We do have a Twitter account. It's not too active right now. We don't have many followers on that. And that's one way to get a hold of us. And we also have a an email account that is rwfa@vcn.com. If you'd like to contact us in any way.
And I will put all those details next to this audio post, too, so that people can easily find you.
I just want to mention one more thing. It's not related to our group specifically, but there is a Republican Party meeting on the 11th at Bomber Mountain at 9 a.m., and they will be nominating and voting on the executive committee and the state committee woman and the committee man. So it's a pretty interesting, and it will be a very important meeting if you are interested in attending.
So if you're a registered Republican, you're entitled to be part of that meeting?
Yes, yes. And of course they can't, anyone can come to the meeting, but if you're interested in who's representing you in the Republican Party in a statewide position, and your precinct people as well, you can attend that meeting. Just a plug for them.
Well, there's your encouragement for people to become politically engaged.
Yes, that is it. That is it.
Well, thank you very much indeed for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Kate. It was nice to be here.